Let me begin this evening these remarks by saying to you with great sincerity, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming together and praying together on this wonderful night and helping all of us celebrate this magnificent feast. My friends, great cultural classics like A Christmas Carol or Charlie Brown's Christmas seek to answer one simple question. What is the true meaning of Christmas? Now, as I read tonight's gospel, and every time I read this gospel, I am conscious that I do not proclaim it as well as Linus does. But the question of whether this, what is the true meaning of Christmas, is not only a good question, it is a great question. This is the question that requires time to answer. And I would further add that this is the question that brings you all here tonight. I have heard it often said that Christmas is a time for kids of all ages, but I dare to suggest that it takes a genuine and honest maturity to fully understand the true meaning of Christmas. Saints Matthew and Luke describe the Christmas story in concrete terms. They each give us a story we can visualize and understand. A young woman has a baby, and shepherds and magi come to adore him. Matthew and Luke tell us of the town of Bethlehem and the star in the sky. Their stories are so vivid, we even find ourselves adding details, like the number of the magi, and the sheep and the camels at the manger scene, or even the long tail on a certain star. Luke and Matthew tell us a story filled with concrete things intended to answer our desire for explanations. Their respective details help us to grasp the story that is uniquely filled with mystery and wonder. As Saints Luke and Matthew provide us with the now well-known details, St. John, on the other hand, focuses on the awe and mystery of the incarnation event. He does that in large part by turning to poetry. He uses metaphor and allusions to draw us into the mystery of the incarnation. John never mentions the virgin birth, for instance. John never mentions shepherds in the fields. John never mentions the magi either. He doesn't deny their part in the story. He simply lifts up the more significant implications. Instead of the concrete characters we've come to recognize at the manger, John invites us to recognize the mystery. To recognize the mystery is the real reason why we are all here tonight. This evening, I wonder, in how many places, by how many voices, all over the world, has and will the word glory be uttered, chanted, or sung in rich harmony? Perhaps in total, the many voices will create a sound that matches, if not surpasses, the chorus of angels mentioned in tonight's scripture as having appeared and sung to the shepherds. I wonder what kind of harmony God hears as our human chorus's voice is raised toward heaven over the next several hours all over this magnificent world. My sisters and brothers in Christ, Christmas is a great feast that, if we are honest, we only partially understand. Christmas is a great feast of both concrete particularity and universal import. Christmas is not merely about some particular heritage or ethnic or cultural celebration. It is about humanity and the heavens. It is about God and God's desire to be in relationship with us, each one of us. In choosing to be born for us, God chose to be known by us. God therefore reveals God's self in this way, in order that this great sacrament of love may not be an occasion for us of great misunderstanding. So do we understand? Not fully. Not yet. But we keep working at it. It seems that all the Christmas music and all the Christmas specials seek to explain, if only partially, the meaning of Christmas. A few nights ago, as I sat praying in my room, I pondered all the stress and pressure of this season. And I had this insight. This is not what God had in mind. None of the stress, none of the pressure. But every effort, every preparation, every gift is intended to express love. Ultimately, that is the point. God's coming to us is God's expression of love for us. We come here tonight to receive and respond to an expression of love we have come to know and feel. We're even shouting with excitement for it. We come here tonight to adore Him. And in so doing, we grasp a little more the magnificent mystery of God becoming human in Jesus for our sake. With Christmas, we celebrate God's incarnation, and we are able to see clearly in swaddling clothes the one we have long awaited to enter our heart and soul. And in so doing, if we're honest, fulfilling our deepest longing. With the birth of Jesus, God no longer speaks to us in signs. He speaks to us in person, in the person of Jesus. With Christmas, we are invited to gaze in deep wonder at the mystery that is God's love for each and every one of us. Gabriel was right. With God, all things are possible. Christmas is about us. And the point is, God is with us and wants us to be with Him. Heart, mind, spirit, and soul. Our Advent time of waiting is over. And now, God is waiting for us. Waiting for us to see, to learn, to understand the depth of God's love for each one of us and for all of humanity. Tonight, as with every Christmas we celebrate, a little more light and truth comes into the world. Because by God's grace, we come to a better understanding of what Christmas is all about. Merry Christmas, and may the true blessing of what we celebrate here be yours in abundance.